Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit gets high marks as a venue for watching both NHL hockey and NBA basketball. It also has attracted a string of high-profile concerts since it opened in 2017. But a new report by HBO's Real Sports looks at what's happened to the plans for the areas around the arena, which isn't much. Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer wrote about the District Detroit project this week, and she joins me now. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
Let's start with a refresher on the District Detroit deal that was part of the larger agreement to build what is now Little Caesars Arena. What was supposed to happen?
So this was the culmination of years of negotiation and speculation that the Ilitches would choose to leave the city because the Joe Louis Arena had become obsolete. The announcement of Little Caesars Arena happened in 2013. You know, it was going to be this big transformative development that would have an arena. It would have all these residential neighborhoods. There would be mixed use development, and in return for which the family asked for a tax subsidy and ultimately got about $324 million in public subsidy for this $864 million project.
The new questions about the District Detroit plans are coming up because of a story this week on HBO's program Real Sports, as we mentioned earlier. Let's listen to a bit of that report.
In all, how many residential units have they developed?
None. They've developed none. Zero.
Zero, none.
Zero as in none.
That's reporter David Scott talking with Francis Gruno, who sits on Detroit's Neighborhood Advisory Council. As you note in your column, a lot of the information that HBO has in its story has been previously reported here locally in Michigan. But what stands out to you about what Real Sports has found?
Seeing it strung together in one report and hearing the justification from the former state legislator John Walsh, who was instrumental in negotiating the deal, is just, it's really kind of amazing to see it all strung together. Seeing these aerial shots of the vast sea of parking lots around the arena, it's really striking.
The Ilitch family owns the companies that own Little Caesars Arena and the Red Wings, as we mentioned, also the Tigers, the Fox Theater, and their spokesman sharply criticized HBO's report, calling it sensationalized and inaccurate. And he also pointed out other investments and building rehab projects that the Ilitches have done in over the years in Detroit. Is that a fair argument on behalf of the Ilitch family?
Do you notice that he didn't point out any specific inaccuracies? What they didn't say in their statement is when they planned to build any of this housing that they said they were going to do.
How does this all fit into the Ilitch's overall downtown strategy?
For years, folks talked about how that area between Midtown and downtown was just nothing was happening there, that it was sort of a dead zone. And one of the things we now know is that the Ilitch family's companies bought up a lot of property in that area over that time period and then just didn't do anything with it. They, you know, purchased properties and let them become derelict at worst or just didn't invest in them at best. It's a real question as to was development not happening in that area because there was something inherently unappealing about that area or because they had bought hundreds of properties in that area with the eye toward having an arena there.
Nancy, I covered sports for an NPR program for years, and there is no shortage of stories about arenas that have some or full public funding that left people unsatisfied or frustrated. And Little Caesars Arena is now home to the Red Wings and the Pistons. So that means 82 times a year, one of those teams is playing a regular season home game. But you also add in some concerts. In the end, is that enough to justify the deal with or without the surrounding neighborhood work that hasn't been done yet?
It's great to have people come to Detroit. It's great to have Detroit sports teams in the city. The question isn't whether the team should or shouldn't be in Detroit or whether there should or shouldn't be stadiums. It's whether the public should be subsidizing them to this level when the owners aren't delivering on promises they made about how that public subsidy was going to return benefits for the community.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. You can read her writing on the opinion page at freep.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Nancy Kaffer. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doug.